we get a stiffer challenge at weekend with going to Bristol. You know, they've not won in the competitions, so they'll be looking to get some momentum. And if you remember when I took over in 2012, when we'd not won a game for 8-9 games, we won a couple of Anglo-Welsh games to get us going. So it'll be very important for Bristol. What we'll be sending a very strong competitive side.
Considering all the changes you made, you had a few debutants, how pleased were you with everything that kind of happened on Friday and getting it? I know Wasps had a lot of changes as well, but you still got to go out there and get the win.
Yeah, no, I was really pleased. Thought, you know, the Curry lads were outstanding. I thought Sam Bedloe's coming on. Sam James another week at 10, which showed his versatility and control. And Tommy Arscott coming back from injury and played really well. So, no, I was delighted with it.
You mentioned the Curry lads there. In 3, 4, 5 years' time, can you see them being 6 or 7? I know they're very highly rated. I spoke to Dan Brady.
12 months' time.
Do you think they've got kind of how much potential? I know they're England youth internationals. Are they going to be pushing the likes of Josh and Mike getting into England setup?
I don't know about that, but they'll be playing in the first team here from now on.
Brilliant. Josh, obviously only had 20 minutes. What do you make of him and how's it going?
Not a lot. Josh has signed for 4 years with us. We don't have to rush him. It's just good to get him a feeling for the game. And he'll be on the bench again this weekend and get another 20, 30 minutes this weekend.
Start of the Autumn Internationals, obviously. How does it work with Josh and Mike at the moment? Do you get them back at all if they're not playing?
I don't know yet. They're with them, been with England for the last 2 weeks, so that's great for us and them. And when Eddie picks his reduced squad, if they're in it, they won't come back to us. If they are, if they're not in it, then they'll come back to us and we'll see where we're at.
Obviously, probably maybe not this weekend, but next weekend with Saracens, will they be available then if they're not included? Would you hope to include them? Have you had any feedback from them? You talked to them since?
Yeah, but they've been on regularly. They're enjoying it. It's very intense and hard, and they're playing for 4 big test matches, so you would expect that. But again, if they don't come back to us, I think we've got the wherewithal now, people coming back from injury, to weather the storm. You know, we're a third of the way through the season, we're sat in fifth, and we've not played with a fly half yet. So, you know, it all bodes well.
And having two players, Sale players, in the England squad, that is a big thing for the club, because as much as you had Danny Sipp around the squad for a couple of years, you haven't really had that two kind of settled, and they've played their way in, and Eddie Jones has obviously selected them a couple of times now. It's a big thing for the club.
Yeah, a really big thing, and it's a big thing for what we're doing. We're bringing through English lads who come from the region, and, you know, there's no higher accolade than getting in the England squad.
Does it help with your recruitment that you've got two lads and say, listen, if you put your performances in the Premiership, Eddie Jones now is an England coach, that will come down and select players?
Well, I do, yeah. I think it counts. I think Will Addison and Sam James are on the taxi rank waiting to be picked up at the minute, I think, you know, by England. I think they're playing really well. And they've just got to be patient and play as well as they can for us. And opportunities come up and no doubt they'll get them.
There's an article in The Guide, I don't know if you saw it, Robert Kitson, when only Mike was included, saying the RFU are neglecting the North because Mike's the only player from a Northern club who's been selected. Do you think that the RFU does do enough in the North at the moment?
Well, I think it's ridiculous to suggest that they move a game up here because the stadiums can't cope with it, you know, and that's where the money's generated from, Twickenham. I think, you know, there's talks going on behind the scenes where they're helping the Northern clubs, ourselves, Newcastle, Leeds, and some ideas are coming to fruition. But, you know, we've got to stop worrying about what England do and just do our own jobs. And if we're good enough, if our players are good enough and our coaches are good enough, they'll get recognition.
So a test at Old Trafford, a test at St James's Park?
No, you know, Old Trafford possibly, but it's still 10, 12,000 seats less than Twickenham. And St James's would be 30,000 seats less. Well, we'd rather have the money for the infrastructure that we need to build than just think one day out, you know, and we all like going to London, don't we?
Day out of Twickenham?
Yeah.
All the Pims and the Mustard Chinos. Obviously getting towards the 1st of January now when you can start speaking to players, and you've mentioned about the 4 big signings. Is that coming along? Are you down the line? How's that going?
Coming along. We're not there with any of them, but we're going through their representatives to speak to them at the minute, and I'm pretty sure by the middle of January we'll have most things done.
Are you expecting then nothing before January?
No, we're not allowed to speak to players up until January the 1st.
There is one player And that's the England fly half, who's out of contract. If he became available on January the 1st, is that a player who would interest you as part of your four marquee signings?
Well, to be honest, I think Owen Farrell will stay at Saris.
How about the Bath fly half?
Oh, sorry. Well, that's news to me. I didn't know he was out of contract.
If he was available, is a player that interests you?
Well, all world-class players would interest us, but, you know, we've got AJ McGinty here playing well. I'll hopefully be playing well when he gets through his injury. So, you know, we'll look. At this moment in time, it's not on the radar.
You mentioned everyone coming back fit. I know Fridge had a knee injury. How is that? What's the latest with him?
Well, the swelling's still up, so they've not had a final decision on it yet, but it looks like it's going to be surgery. So, Effie, in the last couple of years of his contract, I think he's a bit upset about it, and we are, because he's been playing really well. But these things happen, so we'll monitor that and see how it goes at the next, when he sees the doctor next.
Could that potentially be it then with his career if he has to have surgery?
Well, it depends how serious it is. Yeah. One would think if it's a serious knee injury, then it could be out for 6 to 12 months, so we'll just take that as it comes.
But everyone else, I've seen obviously Rob Webber, TJ, you seem to be pretty much...
Yeah, Rob Webber will play this weekend, TJ will play this weekend, Sammy T will play this weekend.